Yesterday, yeah, we got good news regarding the US 60 in Tempe. Eastbound lanes would be wide open this morning after that water main break that occurred more than a week ago. But since there was no announcement about the westbound lanes, it kind of felt like for morning commuters heading in from the East Valley, like it's like, kind of like saying the Suns made the playoffs. So, KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross is joining us live along with Detour Dan because Jim just finished speaking with an engineer about when westbound lanes will open. And Jim, what did they have to say?
Okay, don't get your hopes up. They're saying right now they hope to have it open soon, but there's no firm timetable. Right now, the westbound lanes at McClintock are loaded up with heavy equipment, dump trucks and machinery, heavy machinery. Again, no firm timetable for reopening, but the engineers did tell me they hope it is soon.
Dan, this has got to be disappointing for you to hear.
It is only for the morning commute. I'm kind of hoping like the dominoes will fall into place and we'll get it back. But yeah, for westbounders, really doesn't do us much good for the morning rush. But the afternoon, that's when it'll really pay dividends. We get those back.
Okay. Well, that's the good news there. Is there any reason he gave this engineer for not being able to give us a timetable?
No, I mean, there's just so much damage. Not so much what you see above. I mean, they've torn out a lot of the freeway, a big section of it, but you had 8 million gallons of water leaked off this water main break in this area, McClintock and 60, and it caused a lot of damage underneath. I mean, really, I mean, you know, layman's terms, it just soaked everything below the pavement. So they have to go in there, dig all that out, replace it, put whatever they have, you know, as a filling in there, and make sure this is safe before they reopen it.
And that's what I was going to ask you about. It's not just on the surface what we're saying, Why can't they hurry and get this paved? You've got to think about what that amount of water does underneath it.
Yeah, you don't want to go in there and lay a bunch of rock and concrete in there. And, you know, it takes a while for concrete to cure anyway. But it would be, you know, soggy underneath, and it would tend to buckle is the right word, but it would definitely have a tendency to sink if it's not ready.
Yeah. Can you imagine a sinkhole in the westbound lanes? No.
I don't think it would come to that, but I don't know.
So. Detour Dan, are you worried that because we found out that water main was so old that this might happen along other places along the 60?
I am so glad you asked that. Am I the only one that... How many of these water pipes are there that go under the freeways? First of all, if it cracked after 50 years and it was supposed to last for 75, how many others are going to crack before 75? And how far away are we from our next freeway closure?
Jim, did that engineer address that at all for you?
He did not. Okay. That was something subject we just didn't talk about.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe go tackle him before he leaves. These are inquiring minds want to know. Hey, thanks a lot. Jim Cross joining us live from the 60. You can hear the freeway in the background. Of course, that is the westbound lanes. Make that the eastbound lanes that are flying by, not the westbound lanes, because he was just told by an engineer there in Tempe that it's there's no exact timetable. They're hoping soon, though, to have the other side of the freeway open.